This is WDOT Port Washington here with another newscast, and here's Marvin with world news.
For the first time in 9 months, Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest person. Tesla, the company owned by Elon, took a tumbling loss in shares of 7.2% on Monday. Musk now has $197.7 billion, while Bezos' fortune is $200.3 billion. Seven men were arrested in India for alleged gang rape of tourists. On Saturday, police announced that three men had been arrested in connection with the incident and that were seeking four more. Dhamaka Deputy Commissioner Anajulu Dodi confirmed to CNN Tuesday that four further suspects have now been detained. France became the first country to make abortion a constitutional right. In response to threats to reproductive rights around the world, John Voss speaks to CNN European Affairs commenter Dominic Thomas about the monumental vote. Putin says the West sending troops to Ukraine could lead to nuclear war. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West of the risk of nuclear war if they send their own troops to fight for Ukraine, saying Moscow has the weapons to strike Western targets now. Now to national news.
Authorities in Maine seized more than 4,760 marijuana plants and arrested three New York residents in Somerset County. Their third search in 2 weeks involving suspected illegal marijuana cultivation sites. Officers also seized over $7,000 in suspected illicit drug proceeds, along with Toyota Tacoma truck and other illicit drug-related articles. In their search of the Skowhegan residence Friday morning, according to the news from the Somerset County Sheriff's Office, three Brooklyn residents between the ages of 56 and 61 were arrested at the residence and charged with trafficking in scheduled drugs and the cultivation of marijuana. Firefighters are racing to wrangle the largest blaze in Texas history, could get their best chance in days to contain the flames in the wake of a cold front Monday. Hot air and raging winds have fueled the infernos in recent days, reducing entire neighborhoods to rubble and including harrowing injuries upon ranchers' livestock. Now with local news is Anna.
Southards Pond Park in Babylon. Ed Romaine, Suffolk County executive, finally speaks out since the parts were found. He claims he has a very good feeling about the investigation and the possible leads. Body parts found include a woman's head and limbs and a man's arms. So far, no victims have been identified by the police. On March 3rd, 12 firefighters were injured while trying to put out a house fire in Locust Valley. At around 3:50 p.m., more than 100 firefighters and seven fire departments worked together to put out the flames. 11 of the 12 firefighters were injured were treated for exhaustion on the scene, while one was taken to a hospital for treatment. The fire was not thought to be an act of violence, but is currently under investigation. The landmark on Main Street holds the annual Just Wild About Harry concert to praise Grammy Award winner Harry Chapin. Over 330 people went to this event, and others joined the live stream feed on the show. Profits from this event went to Long Island Cares, and the original $5,101 donation increased to $10,203 because of anonymous donors. And now with business is Gammons.
Newest high-income areas that every ultra-wealthy person wants to move to right now are Miami, Los Angeles, and New York. New York shows a 2% rise in the wealthy looking to move there, while Miami has a 4% increase in wealthy moving to their city. And Los Angeles in third with 1% wealthy people looking to move there. The market is starting to stabilize and has a possibility of prices falling this year. Next, immigrants are greatly helping the economy. Foreign-born workers make up 18.6% of the workforce in America. If we did not have these foreign-born workers, then the economy would be damaged quite a bit because we would have a smaller workforce and lower birth rates. Lastly, AI is said to be the next tech bubble. The prices of their stocks and their valuation is rising fast. Even though these prices are rising, there still could be a quick drop. In bubbles in the past, the prices can soar and drop very fast. But some tech investors are saying that the AI bubble is bigger than the internet, which is arguably the biggest one in history. And now sports is Gavin.
The college basketball season is heating up with March Madness right around the corner, and smaller conference tournaments already underway. The top three seeds of Houston, Purdue, and UConn are the main contenders going into their respective tournaments. The big question will be if Purdue could get past the second round. The Blue Bloods of UNC, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas have had up and down seasons as to now. Great NBA games tonight as Trae Young comes back to New York after the 2021 playoffs, and the Suns and Nuggets face off in a Western Conference showdown. Wemby will go to Houston to play the Rockets with Şengün, and the 1-2 seeds from the East will go to Cleveland tonight for a Celtics matchup. Russell Wilson has been officially released by the Broncos, which will put an $85 million dead cap hit because of it. This is the second time a team has took a huge cap hit to get rid of Russell Wilson. The NFL Combine has concluded, and the biggest story was Xavier Worthy running a 4-2-1 40-yard dash and having the best 40 of all time. And now with entertainment, it's Haley.
For the first time, a K-pop group has worked its way to the top of the Billboard charts. The group, TWICE, is an all-girl Korean pop group and have just come out with their first EP title called With Youth. Morgan Wallen's one-year anniversary is in a close second, however. Olivia Rodrigo has embarked on her second tour, The Guts Tour. Following the release of her second album, Guts, she has started the world tour last weekend in California. The set list is Bad Idea Right, Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl, Vampire, Traitor, Driver's License, Teenage Dream, Pretty Isn't Pretty, Love is Embarrassing, Making the Bed, Logical, Enough for You, Lacey, Jealousy, Jealousy, Happier, Favorite Crime, Deja Vu, The Grudge, Obsessed, All American, then an encore of Good For You and Get Him Back. Kanye West has spent the second week narrowly staying on top of the Billboard 100. His album, Vultures 1, was released on February 10th, and despite his controversies, the album is doing fairly well for itself. The song Carnival has made its way to one of his most streamed songs on Spotify. But here's Elizabeth.
Yes, I'm here with Oscar Preview. This Sunday, March 10th, the 96th Annual Academy Awards, aka the Oscars, will be broadcasted on ABC from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting the ceremony for the fourth time. Nicolas Cage, Jamie Lee Curtis, John Mulaney, Zendaya, and many more Hollywood names will be presenting awards during the ceremony. Ryan Gosling is set to perform his Barbie hit, I'm Just Ken, and some of the other performances during the ceremony include John Batiste, Becky G, Billie Eilish, and Phineas. Lily Gladstone, who is nominated for Best Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon, is the first Native American to be nominated for the award. If she wins, which many news outlets are predicting, as her performance was praised highly, she would be the first Native American ever to win an acting Oscar. John Williams, famous composer of many film scores, broke the record for being the oldest person ever to be nominated for an Oscar. He is 92 years old and is nominated for the score of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. If he wins, he will become the oldest Oscar winner ever. He is currently the most Oscar-nominated living person with 54 nominations. And now with weather, here's Noah.
Thank you. The next week is projected to be cloudy with temperatures in the 40 to 50 range. Some rain in the first half of the week with a little bit of sun expected on Friday. With spring well on its way, the temperature is rising. This is great news for people who love the summer, though it's not the best for anyone hoping to ski over spring break. The winter's still going strong down in California, though, where an entire town has been buried in 10 feet of snow, shutting down roads and resorts. This blizzard had winds over 100 miles per hour and is making travel dangerous even in the surrounding area. In June and July, however, the weather across North America will be significantly hotter this year, as El Niño is projected to bring record highs to the Americas from Brazil to Alaska. El Niño, a phenomenon that heats up the water in the eastern Pacific every 5 years, has been amplified by global warming and now presents threats of year-round heat waves and possible wildfires. And now with some offbeat news, Aziz, though his friends call him Megatron.
Thank you. Now with some offbeat news, Florida man arrested for throwing cookie at girlfriend. Then arrested for battery. Florida man arrested for throwing toilet through school board office window. Florida man arrested for breaking into ex-girlfriend's house and trying on her clothes. Florida man arrested for stealing neighbor's peacocks, trying to sell them on Craigslist. Florida man arrested for firing a flare gun at a sheriff's office helicopter. Florida man arrested for attacking neighbor with a rake over a leaf blowing noise. Florida man arrested for trying to steal ice cream truck and then licking the steering wheel.
All right, thank you so much for listening to WDOT News. We really appreciate it. Have a good day.